This is Totally Cool Tech, the show that brings you the hottest in cool technology. No matter if it's old school or new school, high tech or low tech, it's all still cool tech. Welcome, everybody. This is Totally Cool Tech Podcast Edition number 535, Black Friday Humbug for Saturday, November 19th, 2011. I'm Norbert Davis, your host. Totally Cool Tech is a proud member of the techpodcasts.com network. If it's tech, it's here. And we're also part of the blueberry.com podcast community. So go check out both of these sites for other great podcasts like the Caffeination Podcast with Paul Muller and Steve Robbins and Tech Tip Tuesday with Jeff Clark. A couple of buddies of mine think they have some really good stuff that you really might like. So go check them out. All right, tonight we are sponsored by GoToMeeting with HD Faces. It makes it easy to collaborate online anytime. In today's fast-paced work environment, getting everyone in the same room for a meeting can be challenging, especially when they work in different locations. That's why I use GoToMeeting with HD Faces. It's from Citrix, and I'm telling you what, it's really, really great. You can collaborate online by sharing your presentation while seeing your colleagues face-to-face in high definition. Video quality is so clear, natural, it's like being in the same room. All you need is an internet connection and a webcam because, you know what, it's really easy. Like I said, this is a really great product. I love using GoToMeeting. I do it all the time. I have a couple of meetings at least once a week, if not twice a week, using GoToMeeting, and it is really awesome. I get a lot done, really good at collaboration because you can actually look at somebody, talk with them, you know, you can get that face-to-face contact without having to actually be in the same room. Now, with GoToMeeting with HD Faces, my meetings are more personal, engaging, effective, everything works out a lot better. Now, I want you to try GoToMeeting with HD Faces today. My listeners can try it free for 30 days. Don't have to wait for a special offer. This is the special offer. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Try It Free button, and use the promo code podcast. It's just that simple. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Try It Free button, and use the promo code podcast. All right. On today's Totally Cool Tech, you know, we're going to have some really good Black Friday info for you. Now, I'm calling it Black Friday Humbug because, well, last year when I did Black Friday, I really was not happy with the outcome. I did get some good stuff, but the experience was not that great. That year, I decided to try and go to Walmart, and the deal was they were supposed to open at midnight and then let everybody in. But, you know, Walmart's a 24-hour place, at least at our store here in Elk Grove, California. And somehow, for some reason, everything went on sale earlier than that. You know, I was going expecting the line or wasn't the line. You walked right in and everything was already out. So all the good stuff was gone, completely gone. You know, I even got there early. I was getting there. I knew I wasn't going to get in to get these super specials. I didn't want the doorbusters. Wanted a few other things and nothing really was available. Everything was let out early, probably. I think they let it out at 9 o'clock. I think they let it out at, you know, midnight East Coast time. So it was actually kind of depressing to go in there and try and get what I wanted to get. I got a few things, not everything, so I just really wasn't happy. And I wasn't about to go from there to go to any other store and wait in line there. Just, you know, I was done. It was a long, long line that I had to wait in just to check out and get out of Walmart. So I'm not going to do it again this year because I already did it this year. And I did it early. I found an online special that was actually at a store too. So it was a Target special. Can't say what I got because there are members of the family downstairs that would hear and that can't let that out. But if you follow my Twitter, you can find out exactly what I got. All right. But don't let my experience on Black Friday ruin yours, because Black Friday can be a really great experience. And one way to experience Black Friday is to know what you're looking for prior to going out. Don't wait for those ads to come out Friday morning. Go to the Black Friday ad sites. There's three good ones that I use all the time. It's the 2011 blackfridayads.com site. They got some really good stuff there. Everybody's got the scans and all that. So you can get them from pretty much anywhere. And the others have just the same stuff. And some of them actually have some better ways to help you out. Some help you out with a list of what you want from where. So you can kind of get your little, you know, game plan going. One of those places, blackfriday.info. That's a really good place to go to. And one other one that I really like, it's bfads.net. Now, one of the great things about this place, they have some really great articles and guides. So if you're not sure, you know, you got someone out there who wants like maybe an e-reader. They got some stuff on e-readers. They've got a couple. See, what do we have here? Because I had a couple good ones that I wanted to talk about. They have everything from laptop buying guide, mobile phone buying guide, television buying guide, which is that's a really good one. They have the 2011 GPS buying guide. Now, I have a smartphone, the Droid X, and I really don't need a standalone GPS. I do have one, and it does come in handy when I do go on trips to areas I'm really not familiar with. So if you want to get a GPS, you can. It's great, great guide here. I use my Droid X a lot for that, especially in around town if I'm looking for a particular business or something like that, or maybe it's a street or an area of town that I'm not really familiar with. I'll break that out. So they got that there if you want to get that. There's always some good stuff for that, especially if you travel a lot, you may want one. They have a couple articles on, like, you know, using store credit cards for holiday shopping, a guide to price matching. And if you're a seasoned Black Friday shopper, you'll pick out your favorite items ahead of time and find the cheapest retailers, utilize some of the best Black Friday shopping apps, and maybe grab the deals before they run out. But some experienced shoppers will take it one step further and use the Black Friday circulars to price match, you know, items at other retailers. So they got some really, really good, helpful stuff there. And let's see, they've got a guide to streaming media services. So, you know, maybe there's something you want to buy, like a Roku, the Apple TV, maybe the TiVo, a Boxy Box, something like that. You know, because there's all sorts of services out there. Netflix, Hulu Plus, Amazon Prime, really good stuff. You're going to want to at least figure out what's best for you or who you're buying for. It depends if you're a Mac-centric house, a PC-centric house. It might depend. And they have one on the digital media players, which, you know, is like the Roku and the Apple TV and the Boxy Box and all that kind of stuff. Layaway plans for holiday 2011. Now, if you are really smart, and you know, you're a little tight on cash, you might want to try the layaway plans. Really great idea. And they have things like, you know, what to look for in a tablet, what to look for in a digital camera, and they got some stuff that I really want to talk about here, and that is going to be the top 10 toys for 2011. Now, there's a couple of these things I'm really not familiar with because some of these things are for girls. And, well, I don't have girls. I got two boys. So for them, it's pretty simple. If it shoots, okay, you know, like a Nerf gun, it's pretty hot. They love that stuff. If it's a lightsaber, sword, something like that, they're really into that. And even now, they're getting more and more into Legos, which is really cool. Because I've got stuff from when I was a kid, and they're really starting to play with it, and it's really cool to sit down and be able to play with them as well with that. So here they are, the top 10 toys for 2011, according to bfads.net. And this is going to be, let's see, they have the, I'm going to mispronounce this, Zyzy Hermit Crabs, kind of like the Zuzu Pets thing. And so Zyzy Hermit Crabs. Fidget Friends, which they kind of look to me like, what was it? Teletubbies, I think it was, something like that. Yeah, my kids My kids didn't really get into that too much. But yeah, so you get the Zai Zai hermit crabs, which, you know, kind of move around, kind of weird. They're a little smaller than the Zuzu pets, but they're the Zai Zai pets, so they're about the same. And then there's the fidget friends. Well, like I said, it looks like a Teletubby. But I think the face is the thing that changes. So, yeah, if you really want to get into that. Now, those are running around $40, $50, depends on where you get them from. And then the always, one of the big things every year is whatever Elmo. And this year it's a Let's Rock Elmo. Kids love Elmo. Little kids, I mean, I grew up on Sesame Street. So Elmo is like, you know, he's huge in the Muppet world. And so there's Let's Rock Elmo. And that's going for around $55 to $60. And wow. Never got into that in this house because it just was, that was too much. Everybody was battling for that, as I remember. I had friends that would go out and be looking for one of these Elmos before the Black Fridays and stuff like that. If they did find one, you know, you're probably getting it off of eBay for like three times as much. It was wild. And then they got things like the Leap Pad Explorer. These are some really cool things. You know, little tablets basically for kids. And they're running around $100. And, you know, Leap Pad, they got some really good stuff. Great for education. And, you know, keeps them from messing up your Motorola Zoom or your iPad or whatever you got. So that might actually be worth it for $99. And they get educated. So you want to think about that. And then there's the Air Hogs Hyperactive. Now, this is a little tiny RC car with blazing speeds. And the Air Hog chain of toys is always really good. They got some good stuff. And their Hyperactives are drawing the most attention, boasting speeds much faster than cars their size were once capable of. And while this car measures only about 5 inches in length, it boasts an advertised speed of 20 miles an hour. Though outside tests that have been done, they're closer around 13 to 15, you know. So, you know, your mileage may vary. But still, pretty darn cool. And who doesn't like a good remote control car? All right? And you got to love it. And Air Hogs, good company to get that stuff from. Running around $50, and that's not too bad. Well, here's the one my boys really are looking forward to, because they don't have it yet. It's the Nerf Vortex Vigilon Blaster. I hope I pronounced that right. Vigilon, I don't know. Instead of shooting darts, which, you know, we're pretty much used to the sticky darts, that some of them whistle, some of them are like tag, like laser tag, where they actually stick to a, they got like Velcro on them, so they'll stick to almost any kind of fabric and stuff like that. And they have a vest on some of these sets. The Nerf also has they shoot big old foam balls. They have a couple of them that shoot that, but this one shoots discs. And if you were a kid back in the 70s, there was a Star Trek gun. At least there was this gun that I had was in a few instances that I saw aligned with Star Trek somehow. But it was a gun that was used to shoot little tiny discs about the size of, I'd say, about a nickel. The diameter of a nickel, but a lot thinner. About the thinness of a dime, but the size of a nickel, the roundness, the diameter of a nickel. And he used to shoot those things all over the place. Well, this thing is a lot bigger. It's shooting, it's about a 2-inch disc, foam disc, so, you know, don't worry, Mom, it's Nerf. But this thing looks pretty cool. It's going for around $20-$30, depending on where you really want to get it, where you can find it, and if it comes with any kind of special set, or because sometimes they put out special things, special editions and things like that. But this is pretty cool. Something my kids really like. They've played with Paper Jams. They have the Paper Jams amplifiers. They have the Paper Jams guitar and drums. And now comes the Paper Jams Pro mic. This is not too bad. It's a little tiny amplifier that actually goes onto your belt. And it comes with a wired microphone. And the cool thing is, it's a microphone with an interactive connected amplifier that allows you to add real-time effects to your voice, including auto harmony and perfect pitch. It's the Paper Jams equivalent of auto-tuning. All right, this is pretty cool. And there are two preloaded songs and a USB cable so you can transfer songs from your music library to the Pro mic. And it's only going for like about $25, anywhere $25 to $30, depending on where you find it. And it's a great economic choice for creative-minded kids, you know, really want, you know, to love to sing, like to sing along with their favorite music. You can go ahead and get that. And, you know, I don't know what batteries it takes, probably a couple double A's, probably four or five double A's. That's actually pretty cool. You can get them, they have some pink ones, and then they have colored ones for the guys, so, you know, because Lord knows my boys don't do anything pink. Oh, what else do we have? Oh, yeah. Now, they've updated the Elefun game, and it's now PlaySchool's Poppin' Park Elefun Busy Ball Popper. And I think I like this one better than I did the one we had. We used to have the ones with butterflies, and the elephant had this little fabric nose, and basically it's a little fan. You put these little fabric butterflies in, and you try and catch the butterflies with nets and all that. Now they're doing balls. They're popping little balls up. The little toddlers can play with it, and, you know, older toddler kids could do that too. So they've updated it. Pretty cool. I hated that game. Took D batteries, and they were always, my boys, yeah, killed D batteries because they always leave things on, flashlights and whatever. So we always ran out of D batteries. But this one, I'm not sure. But, it, you know, it's still pretty cool. And, you know, it's got a fan in it, so it can be a little noisy. Oh, well, you'll love it. If you're a young parent or a parent of a young child, you might want to think about getting that. All right. Oh, you got to love this. It's Ultimate Optimus Prime. Now, these are mainly for boys. I'm sure some girls probably play with this. The Ultimate Optimus Prime is the perfect action toy to go ahead and pick up this year. In typical Transformer options or fashions, the Ultimate Optimus Prime has wings and all that. It can convert into a semi-truck with an attached trailer. And once you install the AA batteries, Optimus Prime's weapons will glow and he can actually unleash with battle sounds. I don't know. It looks kind of cool. But except for the wings, he kind of looks like... I want to say almost like a locust or something. God, he looks weird. I don't think I've ever seen the Ultimate Optimus Prime out there in Toys R Us land or wherever, you know, wherever we go through Target is where usually we go. I haven't seen it. I'm not sure that the wings make them look cool, but this is supposed to be hot. So what else we got here? Okay, last up. This, to me, this is, you know, a warning for you. If you have a kid like me or boys like me, you're going to have to go down and brave the pink aisle, okay? This one is the Monsters High dolls. This is interesting. To me, this is a, how can you say it? Looks like Barbie meets Bratz meets the Munsters. It's a big old mashup. And the Monster High line of dolls are like, you know, like I said, monsters, Barbies with monsters-inspired twist. And the Monster High dolls are either an offspring or related to famous monsters, characters like Ghoulia, Yelps, Draculaura, well, and Frankenstein. I guess those are the names that they give these dolls. So yeah, some pretty cool ones, I guess. There's a video that's supposed to be there, but apparently it's blocked now with YouTube. I don't know. They go anywhere from $17 to $20, and there's like at least six or seven of them. And if you got a, you know, a couple girls that you got to buy for, these might work for you. I don't know. Like I said, I got boys. We don't really go down the pink aisle much, so check that out. And what else did I have? Oh, yeah. Next up, and everybody's going to love this, top 10 video games. And doesn't matter if you have a Wii, PS3, the Xbox 360, PC, a DS, there's something for everybody here. Number 10, Kirby's Return to Dreamland for the Wii. That's supposed to be pretty darn good. The Batman Arkham City for PS3, 360, and the PC. There's number 8, Just Dance 3 for the Wii, the PS3, and the 360. My family, when I'm doing all my travel, they like going to a couple of their friends, and they have a little dance party, usually the day I'm gone, but thank goodness. I've been to a couple of them. Pretty cool. All the friends get together, and they all do the dancing and all that. Number 7, Super Mario 3D Land for the 3DS. And I don't know. My kids don't have the 3DS, and I don't know if, you know, we're probably ever going to get one because we lost one last year when we went to back east. Left it on a Southwest airplane. So we went from having two to having one DS. And, you know, ever since the iPad came into the house and the boys are messing with the Xbox 360 more. The DS doesn't get a whole lot of gameplay. So, all right. Number 6, Halo Combat Evolved Anniversary Edition for the 360. It's been 10 years. This is pretty cool. They did a little bit more than just pump up the resolution. I guess there's a few more map packs and things like that for it. Pretty cool. I haven't played with it. Haven't bought it yet. I might do that just to kind of complete the whole thing because we got every other one that they have. Number 5, Elder Scrolls 5, the Skyrim. I don't know. I don't play that game. I haven't played that game. It's for the PS3, 360, and the PC. And then there's, of course, Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3, hot game this year for the PS3, 360, and the PC. And that was one where there were a couple heists of Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3 shipments, which was really interesting. And Microsoft actually was able to put out a warning to anybody who was going to play the game early. If you got it from, you know, off of one of these stolen shipments, if you played the game since it was released on a Tuesday, if you played it on a Sunday or Monday, they would ban that unit, the actual Xbox console, from Xbox Live anymore. So you can never get back on Xbox Live. And actually, that's kind of interesting that they have that capability. And because I guess they go off the MAC address or something like that, something that's hardwired into the unit itself. Pretty darn interesting. But yeah, Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3, hot game. And number 3 here, Battlefield 3. Pretty hot, pretty good. My boys play more of the Call of Duty than the Battlefield. They have, I think, Battlefield 2 for the 360. So you can get that for PS3, 360, and the PC. And then number 2, The Legend of Zelda Skyward Sword for the Wii. Legend of Zelda. Big franchise on that one. So that's a really good game. And then number 1, Uncharted 3, Drake's Deception for the PS3. We don't have PS3, so I haven't seen that, but that one is supposed to be really, really good. Now, there is an honorable mention, because it's kind of a hybrid of the top 10 toys for 2011 and the video games for, you know, top 10 video games for 2011, and that's going to be Skylander. It's both a game and a toy. What it is you have a game that you can play based on a couple of these toys, and you have to have this portal to be able to do it, and you got to buy the game pieces or the characters to be able to do this. So, yeah, it's a Skyros. Oh, where is it? I had it, but I think I lost it. But anyway, I hear that's going to be really good. Now, one thing about it, though, about Skylander, is you have to buy more characters to be able to do a lot more in the game. So it's kind of a let's kind of give you a little bit of a taste of this, and then we're going to have you buy some more stuff. That's an interesting concept to do for games, and hopefully it works out for them. I don't know if it will or not, but we'll see. So, yeah, check out those Black Friday sites, blackfriday.info, and then there's bfads.net and 2011blackfridayads.com. They all have all the Black Friday ads out already, so you can check out what you're looking for. You know, maybe set up your whole thing. Maybe you're going to go and set up a camp, you know, in one spot, you know, and hit it that way. Or maybe you're going to go to a bunch of different places. You can get some great, you know, Black Friday deals. Some of the lesser known stores may have some of the better things. And, you know, one of the things you can check out is Radio Shack. And they have a $20 toy that I thought was pretty cool. It's called Desk Pets, and it's the Tank Bot. This thing to me is awesome, because you can get it, like I said, at Radio Shack, but it's a little remote control tank, and it's USB powered. You go ahead and power it for like 40 minutes, and you get like 20 minutes worth of play. That kind of sucks, but you can play with it in three different ways. It can do a maze type thing where it can go ahead and learn the maze and run through it on its own. It can do a learning mode, free roam, works with lights and sounds. And the last one is they call it the iDesk Pet Universal Remote Control. Basically, you can use either an iPhone or an Android app to go ahead and control the tank. It works off, has a dongle that goes into your smartphone, and you download the app, either Android or iPhone, and you can go ahead and run the tank. Now, the iPhone app has the ability to have dual controls, you know, one for one set of tracks, one for the other, so you kind of drive it actually like a tank. And supposedly, because I haven't seen it, the app for the Android is more like a joystick control, where it's just one single control to go, you know, forward, right, forward, left, forward, straight, back, right, back, left. And you can control it that way. So pretty darn cool. The dongle is a line of sight. I believe it's infrared to go ahead and control that. But this is actually pretty sweet. And at $20, really, you know, can't go wrong there. So, and you can download the Android app or the App Store app. And those are free. So, all right. What else did I have for you? Because this is part of my Christmas list, and some of these are going to be on my Geeks Christmas list that will be coming up here about the second, third week of December, just before Christmas. Going to have my open letter to Santa Claus, basically, my Geeks Christmas list. So between now and then, I'm going to be giving out lists of at least a couple things, you know, tech-wise that you can buy for other people. On your Christmas list, and or maybe for yourself, of course. So stick around. We're gonna have a couple more things. Now, one of the things that I really do want, and this is really cool, it's $130 at Amazon. It's the AOC 16-inch USB monitor. This is awesome. You know, because I've been traveling around a lot, and one of the things I'd like to do is have a second monitor for my laptop. Now, I have it at work. I have a 21-inch monitor that goes along with my laptop, so I have, you know, a dual screen setup going, and I love using a dual screen setup. And with this, it's USB powered. You don't have to do no batteries, no power cords, no nothing. It works straight off the USB. You download the USB driver, and you can have a second monitor. Now, it's not going to be the same resolution as your other monitor, or, you know, like a second monitor would be. It's a little less than that. It's 1366 by 786, which is not too bad, and it does have a 50,000:1 dynamic contrast ratio, 5 millisecond response time, so it's pretty good, and it works with both Mac and PC, so pretty darn sweet. And it does work with, it is Windows 7 capable, and it has a kickstand, which is pretty cool, because you can use it in two modes. You can use it in landscape or portrait, and the kickstand kicks out from one of the corners of the back of the unit, and it has a swivel on it, so you can, like I said, you know, twist it into the portrait mode or into the landscape mode, and that's really awesome. and it is available at Amazon for $130. So if you want to go ahead and check that out, it was supposed to be on sale over at Best Buy. Couldn't find it. Unfortunately, they were out of it. But yeah, it's not too bad. And actually, it's actually going through Circuit City, which is still available online. So somebody bought them out way back, because Circuit City's been, the official brick and mortar store has been dead for a while. All right, next up, last but not least, it's the Charge for All charging folio that I found at Amazon for $16. And this is really cool because being on the go, I have multiple items that I need to charge that I want to have a charging station for. Now, I have my emergency battery that I can do that does kind of this. It has, this is the Equity by La Crosse Charge for All travel charging folio for $16. Now, you can get extra tips depending on your device for about $5 each, but this is really nice. It's a nice little folio that has that folds up, and it's about about 6x8 is about the size of this folio, and it has charging dock that has, it's a, looks like a almost like a pen, like a large pen that has four ports, so you can have four different charging tips. And you can, like I said, you can buy the tip you want. Maybe you need two for the same thing. This thing will be, you'll be able to do that. Like I said, it's only $5 for an extra tip. But it comes with like about, what was it? Like a 5 or 6 of these tips already in there, which is nice. It has, five smart adapters, a mini USB for BlackBerry Motorola's, micro USB for like any old phone. I think the Nextels used to have that. The iPod or iPhone has that connector as well, and a Samsung SCH and the LG Chocolate. The one great thing about it that I really liked on this one that I didn't see on some of the others was not only does it have the AC adapter, it has the car DC adapter. And to me, that's really the key right there. You can use this in the car, in the hotel. It folds up, it zips closed, it has little pouches for the tips and all that, tips with the charging, with the cables. Really, really good. And especially $16, you can't beat that. Normally they're around $50, and this thing's getting like 4.5 stars, 3.5 stars, on Amazon. Not a bad deal, really. I mean, if you travel, I do. This might be the thing for you. It would be for the thing for me. So it's kind of like why it's on my list. Check that out. Like I said, I'll have all the links and everything up there on the show notes. So if you have any questions or whatever, give me an email. What are you really looking for Christmas? Are you a traveler like myself? Are you somebody who stays at home? Do you need a second monitor, USB monitor? Would that work for you? It worked for me because I can be able to take that with me and have a second monitor on the go. Don't have to lug around this big old box, find an AC adapter and, plug into the wall or whatever. It works USB. I can do it at the airport if I needed to. I can do it on the plane if I needed to. How cool would that be? Dual monitor set up on the airplane? Oh, that would rock. So, all right. Hey, I want to throw this out to you. My son has a challenge. He came up with this challenge. I thought it was really cool. What's your favorite tech? I want to know from you. What is your favorite tech, especially this holiday season? Is there something you really want that you want Santa to go ahead and bring for you? Is there something you're going to give because you love it so much? You're going to give it to someone else as well? Send it in. Let us know what it is. I'd really like to highlight that. You can send it in either video or audio submission or just an email. It doesn't matter. And you can go ahead and send that to me at tctpodcast@gmail.com, or you can send in any questions, comments, hate mail, whatever. Just go ahead and send it into that email address. And if you like our show, and I hope you do, please recommend us to a friend. Been getting some good increase in downloads lately, and I think that's all because of you and the great job you do. I think you guys talk about me, and I appreciate it. And I really want to put out a really nice note to Bree Sensota. She has gone ahead and helped out the podcast, gave us a donation. Love it, Bree. Appreciate it. I know it was a little while back. I'm getting to it now. Apologize for being late on that, but I did get it. I do appreciate it. And you know what? That's actually going to help me go to CES this year. Well, not this year, next year. But I am going to CES. Going to be there and going to be going around finding out some of the cool stuff and bringing it to you. Might be, I don't know, might be doing some broadcasting live using my my Droid X. And I'm not sure which live streaming thing I want to try, which, you know, there's Justin TV and there's Ustream and there's all sorts of other things, Quick and all that. Not sure what I'm going to use, what I'd want, what will actually be available. Because if there's no good Wi-Fi and no good bandwidth there, and I'm trying to do this 3G and all that, we'll see how it goes. But do stay tuned, because I'm going to be there all week. I'm going to be there for the whole show and a couple days ahead of time. So be looking for it, all right? I'll try and put a tweet out or something like that. Put it on the Google Plus, and hopefully that'll hit whatever site you look for me on. It'll also be on our website. So, yeah, that's going to be a cool time. All right, like I said, all the show notes and links and contact info are out at the website, www.totallycooltech.com. And, hey, if you want these show notes emailed to you right when it's, right when I post this thing, let me know. Because I can do that. I'm going to start doing that. If you want it, let me know. I'll start a list, start sending that out. And let's see, what else? Oh, yeah, if you want, go ahead and want to send in an audio thing, you can send in an email, or you can go ahead and just call us, area code 540-999-TECH. That's my Google Voice number. Go ahead and call me, and check us out on Twitter. Just search for TCT Podcast. All right, everybody, that's it. It's been a nice long podcast, so a little bit longer than normal. But hopefully you enjoy it, and hopefully you have a good Black Friday. Let me know how you guys do. I'll definitely be tweeting you and letting you know if I actually go out on Black Friday. I might do it online. We'll see. All right, everybody, that's it. I will see you next time.